KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Action SA and KZN wants the Hawks to further probe the misconduct of a senior public works official. The department this week dismissed the employee for awarding 29 contracts valued at over R1 billion to one consultancy company. The official was also found guilty of not updating the department's cell phone database. It resulted in 57 active phone contracts still being paid to employees who have since left the department. Action SA's provincial spokesperson, Sanelisiwe Zuma.
A detailed financial probe by the Hawks, including tracing bank transactions, will shed a light on whether the individual acted alone or in collaboration with others. It is inconceivable that a single person could misappropriate $1.1 billion without assistance. A thorough investigation by the Hawks will uncover the truth and ensure that all those involved in this misuse of public funds are held accountable. Furthermore, the relationship between the official and owners or owner of the consultancy company must be thoroughly investigated. Any collusion or undue influence in the awarding of these contracts must be exposed.
Rights group Sonke Gender Justice says there's an urgent need to challenge cultural norms that promote toxic masculinity.
We really need to redouble our efforts as a country by working on intensive programs with men and boys so that we rediscover positive masculinities that will ensure that we move away from all this negativity.
It's as 21-year-old Ayabonga Mjilo, who was allegedly murdered by her manager, is being laid to rest in Hyde Flats on the south coast today. Mjilo was strangled to death before Mvanafuthi Kunene buried her in his yard in Inanda. The NPO's Bafana Khumalo says GBV remains a major challenge in the province.
Just the other day, the Minister of Police reported that just in KwaZulu-Natal, since October to date, 110 women have been murdered. 64 of these women were shot and killed, 24 of them were stabbed to death, 15 were beaten to death, 4 suffered blunt force trauma, while 3 others were burned to death.
And finally, it's been confirmed that actors Tom Holland and Zendaya are engaged. His father Dominic says the proposal was meticulously planned, with Tom buying a ring and getting her family's blessing. The 28-year-old actors have been romantically linked since starring together in Spider-Man Homecoming. Zendaya was first spotted with a sparkling diamond on her ring finger at the Golden Globe Awards last Sunday. Your top story this hour, Action SA and KZN wants the Hawks to further probe the misconduct of a senior public works official. The department this week dismissed the employee for awarding 29 contracts valued at over R1 billion to one consultancy company. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.